Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This show is brought to you by Sledge & Company Financial, LLC. I'm Taylor Sledge, founder and CEO. At Sledge & Company, we help businesses and families do better with their money. Check us out on the web at sledgecompany.com. That's sledgecompany.com.
All right, here we go. Welcome in on this Thursday night. It is late on this Thursday night. Glad that you guys are with me as always. There is a lot of stuff coming from the Ole Miss news perspective because training camp starts next week. If you can believe that, today is the last week. You have gotten through the offseason. This is the last week without tackle football until the middle of February. Next week, your team reports to training camp. Everybody, really, in the SEC is reporting to training camp. All the NFL teams already have. You get the Hall of Fame game a week from today. That's right, a week from today, you get the Hall of Fame game. The Ole Miss Media Day will be next week as well. So football almost here. And so I figured in the absence of news today, or concrete news anyway, we'll talk about the college football story of the day, or at least in SEC land. If you guys want to bring up the executive order that doesn't really do a whole lot, we can certainly talk about that as well. That is more headlines over substance when it comes to actual changes. In fact, every legal analysis I've read about it basically says, I wouldn't expect this to really do much. Although, I do think if you want to talk executive order, the big takeaway from that is not what the order says, because that's not really going to do anything. The big takeaway, in my opinion, is that if a bill hits the desk, the president will sign it. I think that's the main takeaway, is that he is clearly engaged to some degree and would sign a bill backed by the right people that would hit his desk. The order itself, not changing anything really, not saving anything, really. A lot of statements that really didn't say anything. But anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. There was a report today that if you guys listen to me, especially on the radio show, you knew was coming. This was the natural progression in this story. But we are now putting reports out there, North Carolina and Clemson, potentially putting feelers out to join the SEC. And since this is, of course, the Ole Miss Focus podcast as offered by Super Talk Mississippi, we are going to talk about it from your perspective. First, I'll tell you what the story is and in the details. And then should you guys want Clemson and North Carolina in the SEC? Would that be good for Ole Miss? Would that be bad? Would it be indifferent? What do you think about it? We'll talk about that and more on this edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. I know our radio show's podcast feed has been screwed up on Spotify. For whatever reason, Spotify is just not grabbing it anymore. I don't quite understand why. We're going to work on that. We're going to figure out why. But so far, this one is still on there because there it is right there. So this podcast works. The radio show's podcast not showing up on Spotify anymore. So sorry about that. I know a lot of you have sent us text into the show and DMs and all that. Don't know why. This podcast, though, available wherever you get them still. And if you're on YouTube, subscribe, leave a comment, like all that good stuff. I would appreciate that. This edition of the show is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out online, toyotaofbrookhaven.com. They're also, of course, in Brookhaven on exit 40. They will also give you $1,000 on me if you just tell them that I sent you. They will take care of you. That's the most important thing. They will take care of you at Toyota of Brookhaven because they know that the car buying experience for a lot of people is more stress-inducing than exciting. And they know that, and they'll take care of you. They've got great options, new and used, great in-house financing, and good people that want to do business with good people. And they will take care of you because at Toyota of Brookhaven, they deliver. All right. Here is the off-topic story of the day. According to North Carolina on three. So inside Carolina, from inside Carolina, North Carolina could be exploring a move away from the ACC to the SEC, quote, perhaps in the near future. The University of North Carolina is reportedly among several schools interested in seeking a departure from the ACC whenever the next round of conference realignment happens, sources told Inside Carolina's Adam Smith, again reading from On3. UNC could even be considered at the front of the pack alongside Clemson. Inside Carolina sources reportedly named the SEC as the conference that, quote, the Tar Heels are aiming to land should it ultimately exit the ACC. As you guys know, because we've talked about it, if you're a radio listener, you definitely know this. The ACC's exit fees dropped from $93 million in 2029 to a $75 million flat fee beginning in 2030. So we've talked about it before. North Carolina and Florida State, or excuse me, Clemson and Florida State sued the ACC and they settled. The league's exit fees, so if you want to get out of the league, it goes from $165 million this year to $147 next year, $129 in 2027, $111 in 2028, and it drops below $100 million beginning in 2029. There is also some kind of super conference clause in that as well, if I remember correctly. So this, like I said a second ago, and like I told you guys before, this is the natural progression in this story. The ACC essentially signed its death warrant. The league, as it's currently constructed, has an end date, and that end date is rapidly approaching. Within 5 years, the ACC will effectively blow up because if, well, it can effectively blow up. Don't want to speak in absolutes. Because if the Big Ten and the SEC want to take members of the ACC, they will go. It is now affordable. $75 million, hell, even $100 million can get financed, and it would be worth it for an ACC team to jump to the SEC with a more financially lucrative television deal. And on top of the fact that like you would get more TV money, but even the other economics around participating in sports in the SEC are greater than that of the ACC. You'll make more money in the league, not even just from television dollars. So it would be worth paying for and getting out as soon as possible. My prediction is, and it's not a very, you know, hot takey one, it seems pretty obvious at this point that it's going to happen. I think that you got a really good clue into that when the Big 12 rejected Memphis's attempt to buy itself into the league. Memphis tried to the tune of $200 million to pay their way into the Big 12 in a time where everybody is seeking an extra dollar wherever the hell that they can get it. They still said no. I think, in part, they say no because why take Memphis now when I can get Virginia Tech in a few years? Virginia Tech adds a lot more value than Memphis. There's an opportunity that Miami is looking for a home. There's a chance, right? And who would you rather have, Memphis or Miami? Well, of course, that answer is Miami. I think that that is a 1+1=2 situation as well. Could be wrong. I think that that's what's happening here. But if Inside Carolina's reporting is accurate and North Carolina and Clemson are on the front of this and they're aiming to land in the SEC, what does that mean? Well, it all depends on money because that's college sports. It all depends on money. It only happens if the money is right. Now, I do think that North Carolina and Clemson in particular would bring added value that would allow a television deal to increase enough to where everybody would get more money out of the deal. I do think North Carolina and Clemson would increase the value of the SEC for a TV provider to make it work. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I think that that would be the case. And to me, if that is the case, if they are able to, because you can't just bring in Clemson and North Carolina. The member schools would reject that if it means they get less money. So you've got to have the current pool of money, which is actually 17, because it's each school and then also the league takes a cut as well. When you would add however many schools, if it's two or four or whatever, the current members will not allow that to happen unless their pie, their cut of said pie remains the same, probably with a little bit of extra added to that. So if, let's just pretend for the sake of it, that the TV deal right now, that the payout is $100 million. It's more than that, but let's just pretend that it is. So 100 divided by 17, let's call it 6 per school, right? If you do that 100 divided by 19, and that's 5 per school, nobody would accept that. So the amount of money that they would have to receive would increase to the point where they wouldn't lose. Does that make sense? I don't think I explained that particularly well. But if you're going to welcome a member school, they have to add value that exceeds what every school is currently getting, essentially, or else they won't accept less money just for the sake of adding a couple of schools. If the money is right, and I'm you Ole Miss fan out there, I think that this would be a good thing. We had somebody on the radio show ask, you know, if you keep adding schools, does it reduce the prestige of the league? And I think that's a fair and a good question. North Carolina and Clemson are not the two schools that would do that, in my opinion. Athletically, the SEC would still remain what it is if you add those two schools. And they just fit, right? I grew up in upstate South Carolina, of course. If you're looking for like the craziest nightlife in the league, Clemson's just not going to be the provider of elite nightlife. It's getting better, but especially when I was college aged, it was a little bit boring from a nightlife perspective. But it is it's a really nice town. It's not the easiest town to get to, but it's not all that difficult either. But the infrastructure is really good. It's a fan base that really, really cares. They're going to continue to invest and win and care about football. The atmosphere around games, like it'll be a fun, it's a good road trip. It's a fun road trip. They also invest and care in basketball. And of course, not to the degree of LSU and Ole Miss and Mississippi State, et cetera, but they invest and care about baseball. The only negative about Clemson is you're already in the state of South Carolina. But I don't think that particularly matters. Clemson is one of the big boys. It's one of the brands in the sport now. And I do think that they would add value monetarily. And also they would fit. Culturally, they fit in the SEC. North Carolina, I think, also culturally fits as well. Chapel Hill is it's kind of out there away from us here in Mississippi, but it's pretty easy to get to. It's a cool trip. It's a good town. And for whatever this is worth, academically, you know, they have a little prestige attached to them. Facilities are nice. They care and invest in football. They care and invest, obviously, in basketball. And they do so in baseball as well. Culturally, they would fit. They invest. They care. It's a huge brand. And they're good, generally speaking, at all three sports. And also, it helps that, you know, you're not bringing in another Texas, right? Like North Carolina's good. They invest, but you don't look at a trip to Chapel Hill and think, oh, shit, we got them on the schedule. That's terrible, right? So you get, I think they check every single box. It increases. They have an outstanding brand. They fit in culturally. It would be a good trip for fans to take. The other sports add value to the league as well. Check, 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 check. Same thing with Clemson. I don't think 16 teams is quote unquote too many. I don't think 18 is quote unquote too many, as long as it's the right 18. I've seen people bring up Virginia, for example, and my counter would be, do they bring enough value to be worth it? That's kind of where I start questioning the concept of what do they add? I know they play good basketball, and I know they play good baseball too, even though Brian O'Connor got poached by an SEC school. But it's not the same to me. And it's almost like that line between North Carolina and Virginia is where I say, okay, now you're starting to make me wonder if it would be worth it, if you really need to add Virginia. Maybe financially they would increase the pot for everybody. And if that's the case, then that's what's going to happen. But you don't add teams for the sake of adding teams, but the brands of Clemson and North Carolina would enhance in my opinion, the SEC. And if I wouldn't be surprised if you see more reporting like this surrounding Duke, surrounding NC State, Florida State. You're going to see more of this because these schools now know that they need to get off of a sinking ship and they need to make sure they find themselves a home. Based on the Big Ten's past habits, I wouldn't be at all surprised if they try to expand into the state of Florida, if they try to start getting into the footprint of the SEC, if they don't try to look at Florida State or Miami to try to get down there, because they've clearly just totally punted on the idea of regionality within their conference. So we are inching closer and closer to super conferences. That is the next takeaway from this as well. We are getting closer. The ACC is on a path of being Thanos snapped into ashes, disappearing here soon. But I do think if this report's accurate, North Carolina and Clemson would add to the SEC and would be beneficial members to the league. And it's two programs that Ole Miss, I think, can compete with as well. Texas is kind of a different animal financially than basically everybody else in the sport. But they would add cool trips, they would fit in culturally, and they don't make it feel like even more difficult than it currently already is. So what are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments. And then, oh, I forgot to do this. Forgot to show the comments on the stage, but that's okay. Glad you guys are here. Podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Tell them I sent you, by the way. If you're a Mississippi business and you need tech in the office, you'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. If you just tell them what you need and what your budget is, they'll find a solution for you on me. That's Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. It's also brought to you by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every day with their online banking platform. It's an outstanding one. All you need is an internet connection. You can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money. They also have local loan servicing and decision making. So if you need a loan, you sit down with somebody. They'll learn who you are. They'll get to know you because that's what they do at Priority One Bank. Here we go. If there's expansion, I see Clemson, UNC, Florida State, and Miami being targets. I disagree with you about Miami. I really disagree about Miami. I don't think they fit in the SEC at all. Unless the league just wants to get into that market for whatever reason, they don't fit. They don't fit at all. Why are they saying Virginia and not Virginia Tech? My guess is Virginia's overall brand power is stronger than that of Virginia Tech's. Talking with some friends today on those ACC teams, we talked about how many of these ACC teams aren't that desirable. Definitely a few, though, especially for the Big 12. Especially for the Big 12. Like, if you are, and again, we're inching closer to super conferences, and then the fear is, if we get to super conferences, for some people is, would you get brought along? Because everybody in the Big Ten and everybody in the SEC seems to think that, oh, I'm here, so nothing bad's going to happen, right? Like, I'm coming with them. I don't know. Are the super conferences really going to look at these small market states with multiple teams and think that they need to bring both with them? I don't know. I don't know. I'd be worried about that personally. I would be worried about that. You would be very well served to be at your peak as an athletic department right now. Ole Miss is in very good position right now. If this was 2011, then you've got a totally different feeling about all this stuff happening at once. But since it's not, it's a different feeling having these discussions. But for the Big 12, NC State is desirable, right? Miami is desirable. Virginia Tech is desirable. I don't know if you want to go all the way up here, but Syracuse even might not be a bad option for the Big 12. There is going to be somebody in the ACC that's going to be left behind in this deal. We've seen it happen before. It happened in the Big 12, talking like a Boston College, those kind of things. I mean, we are really just, you know, putting the cart, you know, 10 paces before the horse, but like I think Boston College fits better in the American than they do the Big 10. So, and I think the Big 10 got a little too ambitious with their expansion. In hindsight, there's a team or two in the Big 10 that they would probably wish they didn't add when they did. The whole television thing has changed. Like, what benefit did they get from adding Piscataway, New Jersey as a conference ultimately? Really nothing. Same thing possibly with the SEC in Missouri, even though Missouri right now is good at football, 21 wins in 2 years, but culturally doesn't really fit. They'd have fit much better in the Big Ten. Would UNC and Duke separate? If the money was right, UNC would leave Duke behind, I think. Don't think the SEC wants Florida State. Am I wrong there? I don't think you're wrong. I think it's pretty clear that they value. I think it's pretty clear. I mean, who knows, really? I would venture to guess, based on trying to connect dots, maybe those dots aren't there, that they don't value Florida State the same way they do in North Carolina. Your friends were saying they were against Texas Tech joining the SEC. I feel like they have the alumni to make it work, but it just feels closer to California than Florida. That I would be surprised beyond measure if Texas Tech would be an option for the SEC. May not want Florida State, but if the Big Ten tries to expand more nationally, I think it could sway the SEC minds. Interesting. Duke and Miami don't make sense for the SEC. Yeah, Duke especially. Duke only brings basketball to the table. They only bring basketball to the table. And look, I know, you know, they were in a super regional in baseball, but you saw the facility. That they don't care. That they most definitely don't care about football. They're trying, but they don't. That's all they would bring. RIP Hulkster. Yeah, our text line was filled with that today. I wasn't a wrestling guy. I'm familiar with who he was, of course. Like, he was a star when I was growing up, but I was never a wrestling guy. So I didn't have the same, you know, emotional reaction as big wrestling fans did. I'm not anti-wrestling, by the way. I'm not going to be that guy that's, oh, is it? It's fake. Like, okay. Game of Thrones is fake. I loved that up until the last season. Lord of the Rings is fake. I'm still obsessed with that. In fact, I might go watch it now that we're done. I saw The Two Towers on Prime last night. I might finish up here and go watch it. That's not real, so I'm not going to knock a wrestling fan for enjoying something that's not real, because I do that every day. Duke has nothing outside of academics and basketball, and Miami has a god-awful fan support across the board. Yeah, the facilities don't match either. It's the culturally, they're not a fit. The SEC's distribution from last year is about 8 million more per school than the ACC, and that gap is only going to grow, and that's just the conference distribution. Absolutely. Yeah, and you're right, that gap is going to grow and keep growing. And that side thing too. I mean, how much more valuable is a home game against Georgia for North Carolina than a home game against Boston College for North Carolina? And I know not every team in the SEC is Georgia, but there's a hell of a lot more Georgias than there are in the SEC than the ACC. You've got a hell of a lot more stinkers in the ACC. Those big game weekends, what they do for the institution, that there's monetary value in that as well. I mean, you'll see it. You guys saw it last year. You see it every year. But remember, I know that was more novelty because they weren't in the league yet, but when Texas came to Oxford in 2012, that was different. And that will be different the next time Texas gets to come to Oxford. That'll be different. North Carolina wants in on that. If they joined the SEC, they would fall near the bottom in football prestige in the conference. It's not like they're too terribly high in their own league right now, though. Texas and Oklahoma bought out their contract a year early. I would expect the ACC schools to do the same, especially once it drops below $100 million. They can find ways to finance that or get some – they can figure that out. They'll be able to figure that out. Clemson athletically has more recent football success over the last 10 years, but isn't particularly better than Ole Miss across the board. Yeah, they had up until Dabo, they really had that one national championship in, what was it, 1981. That was really it. And Dabo was kind of on the hot seat entering the 2011 season, if I remember correctly. And then everything has exploded from there. What I will say, and we talk about this with Ole Miss some too, is the longer your best coach is there, the higher you elevate your floor, right? Ole Miss's floor as a program is elevating each year Lane Kiffin is there. So, again, as he continues to be there, the floor rises. Dabo has risen the floor at Clemson. The infrastructure, the brand building is real there, and I think it's sustainable. They've really done a great job of capitalizing on the momentum that they got from finding like the right guy at coach. And Ole Miss is doing the same thing right now. Florida State has done damage to itself nationally, especially if they have another bad year this year. Don't think Florida State would be a good fit. Their fans cry about everything. Well, welcome to the SEC, though. They have been offered before and turned it down. Virginia's not worth it unless they want to be the SEC map to look like the South in 1860. That would be my question. The only thing that would make them desirable is if Mickey Mouse said, we'll give you more money to make up for the cost if you let them in. I mean, that's the only way that would happen. Is Miami even desirable? No, I don't think they are in any way, shape, or form. You think Belichick is going to crash and burn there? I'm starting to come around on him. And here's why. Because now all the other sideshow about his life, all that's past him now. And now he just gets to be football guy again. And even though a lot of people are saying that he only won because of Brady, you know, maybe there is some truth to that. Belichick does football. And he does it well. I don't know if it's going to crash and burn. I just don't think he's going to go take them to the playoff or anything. I think he'll be just fine. What schools in the ACC do you think genuinely get left behind? Boston College would be a prime candidate. Wake Forest would be another one that very easily could get left behind. They just don't really add much. To tell you the truth, I have no idea why Stanford and Cal are in the ACC. It makes no sense at all. I have no idea why, and I don't know if they're just now joining the league makes that difficult, but I would not want any part. If I were one of these major commissioners, I want no part of Stanford or Cal. Their presence in the ACC makes no sense. No sense at all. I would want no part of it. They add nothing. They add absolutely nothing. Their addition makes no sense. So, yeah, I mean, Boston College, Wake Forest, definitely the bottom two. Maybe Pitt as well wouldn't be a desirable spot. I mean, maybe the Big Ten would consider them. I don't know. SMU to the Big 12 fits if, in fact, the ACC blows up. We're just talking hypotheticals here, of course. But NC State to the Big 12 fits or the Big 10, that wouldn't be the worst thing. Louisville would fit in the Big 12. No idea what to do with Georgia Tech. Maybe that market keeps them desirable. I don't know. Thoughts on the NCAA tournament expanding? I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Nobody wants it. Not a single person wants it. It's the worst. North Carolina feels like just a natural fit in the SEC. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. What if I told you the ACC exploded before 2030? Would you be shocked? Not even in the least. The ads are bad on YouTube. You've been interrupted 5 times. That's crazy because I have it set on the lowest frequency. Like, you should not be getting them. That cut. And this is why trying to do live streaming is frustrating too, because there's nothing, like, I'm not firing those. I am not making that decision. And even though I have it on the lowest frequency, it is up to their discretion, I guess, to fire them. Just posting videos, you can do it at the very beginning and then, like, not, like, you can choose the placement. I can't choose the placement. It's very frustrating. But solo pod with no audience can get redundant quickly. So that's why I don't do that without you guys. Do you ever notice that when someone breaks the news about expansion, first denial, a few weeks or months later, announcements are made? Yeah, I don't even think that anybody's going to deny it at this point. It's very clear that multiple ACC schools want out badly. If I told you the SEC added a team outside of the ACC, who would you pick? Kansas, Iowa State, TCU, Texas Tech, Arizona State? You're going to hate this answer. Notre Dame. Notre Dame is who I would, outside of the ACC, right? Notre Dame. I know it doesn't make sense. It's the Southeastern Conference and they're in freaking Indiana. I get it. But the value that they bring to football is, I mean, come on, guys. You can't tell me that you wouldn't love to have Notre Dame come to your place and you whoop them up and down the field, right? You can't tell me that wouldn't be great. You can't tell me that you wouldn't love to go watch your team play in South Bend. At Notre Dame State, like, there's no way, that you wouldn't want that. Is Memphis in the Pac-12 in 12 months? Possibly. Need North Carolina and the SEC just to see the uniform matchup. Oh, man. I would love a color-on-color matchup, too. Ole Miss with the navy lid, red jersey, gray pants, and North Carolina with the all-powder blue getup. Oh, boy. That would be beautiful. How many brands would you say in the ACC would excite the average fan? 3, maybe 4. Clemson would. North Carolina would. I think the average, like, just casual fan would look at Florida State like a big game, I think. I mean, they were just so good for so long. And after that, truly excite people? Excite? None. Still no reason for a nine game conference schedule? Absolutely not. No reason for it. Why make your schedule more difficult when the committee said out loud, strength of schedule does not matter. And so they only have themselves to blame when you've got Greg Sankey taking the podium and saying, one, we don't need to expand anyway. That doesn't matter. And two, what incentive do I have to add a ninth conference game? You guys said strength of schedule doesn't matter. And even with the one fewer conference game, we still play the most difficult schedules. Like, that was his stance at Media Days is, number one, if you guys want to do this automatic bid crap, we'll stay at 12. That's what we'll do. We'll stay at 12. That was his stance, right? And if you're going to say that strength of schedule does not matter, which they did, why would I make my league's already most difficult schedules in college football? Like, by every objective measure, literally every measurement that measures schedule difficulty favors the SEC. Why would I make that even tougher on my league when that doesn't matter at all? No reason to. Think Georgia Tech could find a home somewhere simply by being located in Atlanta? It's possible. But the problem with them being in Atlanta is, do they have, like, a foothold in Atlanta? Do people really care about them being in Atlanta? Like, Vanderbilt doesn't have a foothold in Nashville. I guess there's more Tennessee fans in the Nashville metro area than Vanderbilt. So, I don't know. Maybe that was a dumb answer. But if the ACC goes away, what happens to Wake? I could see Louisville, Syracuse, NC State, Georgia Tech, Miami, Duke, Pitt, SMU, Virginia Tech, and the Big 12. That's I think that's way too many teams, though. That's a concern. Is the Big 12, are they taking all of them? Probably not. A few of them, though. YouTube has, you're right, they have been changing their ad structure. I wish I could do something about that. I'm going to do a lot more recorded videos once sports start again, and those won't get interrupted. So at least there's that, I guess. Austin with the super chat. Appreciate you, man. Really thank you for that. Love you too. Notre Dame has been scheduling more SEC schools lately. Arkansas, A&M, Florida, etc. Why not? That would kill the Big Ten hype. I would love it. I would love it. Why does everyone clown on the SEC and claim that they destroyed college football, even though the Big Ten straight up killed the Pac-12? Here's why. It's very simple. And you saw it with Big Ten and SEC media days, with how much they talked about the SEC. I don't like using this phrase all that much, but it was little brother syndrome is what it was. I don't remember a single time where anybody at SEC media days talked about the strength or lack thereof of another conference. Not Greg Sankey, nobody. I don't remember the shots in the same way that you've gotten from Big Ten and ACC media days. Why not? Because there is fatigue. They are not at the top. The Big Ten's still not. The ACC's most definitely not. And they are using the last couple of years where an SEC team did not win the national championship as an opportunity to pounce. That's what it is. It's that they're sick of being in second. And so they're trying to, through media narrative, basically change the way people look at the leagues. And to some degree, it's working because college football media is really gullible and they don't think for themselves. And now suddenly everybody loves SMU and it's just dumb. But that's what happened. That's exactly what happened last year. That's what's fueling it is that. Whoa, Austin. Congratulations, man. Hope she says yes. Hope she's not watching either. Almost played in South Bend as a home and home, beat Notre Dame in 97, their only loss that national championship season. Yes, that was before my time. But yes, that has happened. The SEC just only got three teams into the 12-team playoff. I guarantee they might only get that again this year, too, as long as the committee doesn't care about strength of schedule. Think the SEC is a better cultural fit for UNC? I think so, too. Also, cultural and political reasons for the hate between the SEC and the Big Ten? Absolutely, there is. Absolutely, there is cultural and political reasons for that. Colin Cowherd went on a rant about that. He was wrong, but he said on Fox, who airs Big Ten games, said that the Big Ten has surpassed the SEC in football because the SEC is car dealerships and the Big Ten is corporations. Yeah, there's a cultural looking down upon the SEC. Now, don't look at population movement, though. Don't look at that. Because if you do, then suddenly that narrative gets flipped on its head. So many people are moving to the South because there's nothing here. So many people are moving to SEC states because there's nothing to do and it's just car dealerships. That's what it is. People just want to be bored, right? Because we have nothing to offer. People want to be poor because there's no economic opportunities in the South, right? That's why everybody's moving here. But anyway, Cowherd can talk about that from his mansion in LA. Joke's on me. I can't. I shouldn't say what I'm about to say. Never mind. I was about to say whatever. I was about to say I can barely pay my bills every month and this dude's living in mansions. Joke's on me. But anyway. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for being here. We will be back on Sunday. So Ole Miss Media Day is Thursday of next week, I believe, is when that is. So I'll have some Kiffin video for you, because there's going to be a lot there. So we'll talk about that on Thursday. But next week is practice week, guys. We're here. We are here. So glad you're with me. Thank you, as always. Congratulations, preemptively congratulations to you, Austin. And I'll see you guys on Sunday. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.